She still ice skates regularly. Her place is filled with the trophies of a life spent in Canadian and international politics. Gifts from former heads of state, honorary degrees, various paintings, sculptures, and tapestries from around the world. Among Ms. McDonald's many mementos is a small, framed watercolor. It shows two Muslim women in full chutar, veil and gown, walking down a city sidewalk, small trees in the foreground, and mountains rising in the background. The painting is obviously the work of an amateur, out of place among McDonald's museum-quality treasures. I asked her about it. She told me that the watercolor was painted by American chargé d'affaires Bruce Langan during his 444 days of captivity in Iran. This streetscape, she explained, had been his only window on the world for the 15 months he was imprisoned at the Iranian Foreign Ministry. Langan had given McDonald the painting as a token of his gratitude for her decisive role in rescuing his six American colleagues. This vignette speaks to the broader pattern I encountered at every stage of my research, of enduring personal attachments forged in cruel circumstances. Ken Taylor and Bruce Langan have remained good friends.